Hello.
Hello, my name is Lindsay. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
This is her.
All right. I do need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. And how can I help you?
I was trying to file my unemployment online, but every time I tried to file it, it just was like, you're not able to file online. You need to call the customer service number, and it gave me this number. So I was trying to see if I would be able to file over the phone instead.
All right. I can definitely get that started for you. If you could provide your Social Security number for me, please.
423-539-6-10.
Okay. And could you verify your name for me?
Esmeralda Murray.
Okay. And could you verify your date of birth for me, please?
March 3rd, 2002.
Okay. And what would be your mother's maiden name?
Joanna Foreman.
Okay. And could you verify your driver's license number?
011. Hold on. Zero. Do I have to say the I? Because you know it comes with the I for that. Do I say that part too? Or?
Okay, there's an I at the beginning. Yes, you would say that.
Okay. I-0110696.
Okay. Do you have another ID, or did you have another ID before?
Yes.
Do you still have it with you?
I mean, well, the ID number I just gave you is the ID that I currently have.
Okay. Do you still have your old one?
No.
Okay.
I misplaced it.
That's fine. What are your last two employers?
Chick-fil-A and Sonic. I currently work at Chick-fil-A, and before that I was working at Sonic. And before that I
okay.
was working at Jack.
You're currently still working at Chick-fil-A?
Well, not right now. I'm on temporary leave for 3 weeks.
Okay.
And they said that I'll be able to file unemployment for temporary leave. I don't go back to work until January the 25th.
Okay.
So I just left that job Friday. So I was trying to go ahead and apply for it Sunday because my manager said we had to do it every Sunday. So when I tried to do it online, it wouldn't allow me to do it, and it said that I had to call.
Okay. Okay. Because your driver's license is out of date, I do have to send that over just to make sure that I can get you filed without any bumps. So just bear with me.
Okay. Well, the driver's license number I just gave you was my non-driver identification number. It wasn't a driver license number. And that don't expire until March 11th, 2027.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
Have you ever filed a claim before?
I've tried to file a couple times in the past when I got fired from my last two jobs, but it said the same thing that it's saying now. It's like
okay.
It's not allowed to file online, so I'm not sure why.
Okay. Okay. All right. We can go ahead and update that driver's license number. Okay, what would be the new driver's license number, or your current, rather, excuse me?
You want my non-driver identification number, my ID number?
Whatever you use as your current ID.
Okay, it's I0110696.
Okay. All right. Do you have any difficulties speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. What would be your preferred language?
English.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your benefits via direct deposit into your checking or savings, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay. Okay. All right, I can set up your direct deposit if you could provide a routing number and a bank account number for me, please.
All right, and the account type would be checking.
Okay.
And the routing number is 1-2-2-4-4-1-8-4.
Okay. I have 1-2-2-2-4-4-1-8-4.
Yes.
Okay.
And the
you can
number.
Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. The account number is 7-0-9-0-0-0-1-6-4-0-2-5-4-0-0.
Okay. I have 7-0-9-0-0-0-1-6-4-0-2-5-4-0-0.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And what would be a good mailing address for you?
626 Shug Jordan Parkway, Auburn, Alabama 36832, apartment 206.
Okay. 626 Shug Jordan Parkway, apartment 206, right?
Yes.
Okay. And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What would be a good telephone number to contact you by?
334-444-7627.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions.
Okay.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1215 Grand National Parkway, 1431 Layton Avenue, 3116 Stewart Street Northwest, 618 West Union Street, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
Grand National Parkway.
Okay.
I was there a couple of years back.
Okay. Which of the following street addresses in Auburn have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1263 North College Street, 511 Velma Circle, 629 Spencer Avenue, 729 Queens Way, or none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this property.
I'm not familiar with that property.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Bessemer, Cullman, Opelika, Dothan, or none of the above?
Opelika.
Okay. Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? 334-744-3556, 334-744-7613, 334-744 9265, 334-744-9562, or I have never been associated with any of these phone numbers.
Honestly, I really don't remember.
Okay, so you don't think that you've been associated with any of these then?
I feel like I had one of those numbers, but I'm not sure. I don't remember. It's been a minute. So, I don't really know how to answer that.
Okay. Well, you could either take a guess or you can say that you've never been associated with those phone numbers.
Seven, four, four, three, five, five, six.
You think
probably.
That's it?
I think so. I'm not sure. I'm just guessing.
Okay. All right. And which of the following streets have you never lived at or used as your address? Antioch Circle, Montgomery Street, York Avenue, 14th place Northeast, or all of the above?
14th place Northeast. I don't think I ever used that one.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
What do you mean by?
Have you had a federal job, like the United States Postal Service?
Oh, no.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Okay. And what was your last day worked?
Hold on, let me go back to my calendar.
Okay.
You said the last day that I worked?
Yes.
It was December the 9th, Friday 2022.
Okay. Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
You said, have I?
Yes, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Neither.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, I don't have neither.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that one more time?
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, not full-time, probably part-time because I'm 8 months pregnant, so I'm currently closer to that due date. I won't be able to work as long or as much as other people.
Okay. But as of today, like, would you say that you're able to accept full-time work?
I would say I'm able to accept part-time work.
Okay. In order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be seeking and willing to immediately accept full-time work. Benefits can be denied until such a time the restrictions that would prevent you from returning to full-time work are removed.
I told you I'm currently working a full-time job, but I'm on temporary leave.
Okay.
3 weeks, and I don't go back to work until the 25th of January. So technically, I do work full time. So
okay. All right. I just have to clarify that. Of course, every claim does get reviewed by someone who's human. So empathy mm-hmm. does go into these situations. I just have to clarify. And so you said that right now you wouldn't be able to because you're getting close to your due date.
I mean, yeah, I would try. Yeah. I would attempt to work full time, but most jobs, when you're currently pregnant, most jobs, even if you apply for a full time position, most jobs won't give you those full time hours. So I would apply for a full time position so I can be able to work that year. But mm-hmm. when I get hired for a job, you know, it's not really guaranteed that they're going to give me that many hours when they look at me and see a belly.
Right.
But I would okay. definitely apply for full time, yes.
Okay. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer that you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I would travel to a different city. I mean, I'm not sure how many miles would that be.
An hour drive is typically about 50 to 60 miles.
Okay, yeah, we could say that, 50 to 60 miles.
Okay. What is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
$10. $10 an hour.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Is that like regular interviews and stuff?
No, are you a unionized worker?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes. January the 25th.
Okay. Okay. Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or a scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
I'm on a temporary layoff through a company vacation, and it's 3 weeks.
Okay.
But 3.5, technically.
Okay. All right. What would be a good job description for you?
Restaurant jobs.
Okay.
Food services, probably retail services.
Okay.
Pretty much anything that would hire me. I worked at a couple plants too, so it's like anything that would hire me.
Okay. And these are, sorry, my system is loading so slow on that. And now, is this going to be fast food or is it like a restaurant order?
Fast food.
Okay. Now, did you do food prep and service, or did you just do, were you a cook?
Both, yeah.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
And you said your most recent employer was Chick-fil-A?
Yes.
Okay, it would, okay, let's see. How would they show up on your pay stub?
I get paid direct deposit too. I have a my YC card that they gave me, a pay card that they gave me. So
Okay.
I could pull it up on my phone.
Okay. Where, what city do you work in?
Arvin.
Okay. Let me see if I can find that. Is it at the Auburn? No, that's a different city. Okay.
It was Arvin University.
Okay, so you work at the college?
They have a Chick-fil-A on campus. They have two of them actually, but it wasn't the student center one. It was the Village Chick-fil-A, and
Okay.
it was closer
Do
to the
you
arena.
recognize Leadbetter Sheila?
Who?
Sheila Leadbetter?
How would I recognize her?
As an employer, you didn't work for
Oh.
anybody like that.
Honestly, I really don't know a lot of people by their names because I've only been working there for like 3 to 4 weeks and I've only had
Okay.
two with them. And I didn't really speak to a lot of people. So I really don't know who she is. I mean,
Okay. What
no, Max.
about? I see a Jack's Family Restaurant. Did you work?
That was like 2 jobs ago.
Okay.
Like, my recent employer is Chick-fil-A. That's the last place I worked at on Friday. And then before that, I worked at Sonic's on South College. And then before that, I worked at Jack's in Opelika.
Okay. Let's see. Do you have the street address for them?
For Chick-fil-A.
Yes, for the Chick-fil-A that you work for.
Yeah, I could pull it up. Give me just 1 second. It would be 255 Heismere Drive, Arvin, Alabama, 36849.
Hydesbury.
Hydesmere. That would be spelled H-E-I. It's Heisman. Heisman. I'm sorry. So it'd be 255 Heisman. H-E-I-S-M-A-N. Drive, Auburn, Alabama. 368-49.
36849. Okay. Let's see.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Hold on. Change that. Okay, I think I'm giving. I'm sorry. I'm trying to look it up on Google, but it's pulling up like different. Okay, so I think this is the right Chick-fil-A. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so it's 230 Beard Eves Court, B-E-A-R-D, Eves, E-A-V-E-S, Court, the Village View Dining Facility, Auburn, Alabama, 36849.
Okay. And that's the one is located in the student center?
No, it's not in the student center. It's next to the arena. The address I gave you before was the one by the student center. This is the one next to the arena, which is where I work at.
Okay.
Auburn University Village Dining.
Okay, I see. Oh, okay. Let's see if that will help me find it. There are so many Chick-fil-A.
Yes, there is.
Okay. Let me see if I can find the Village. This is Auburn. Okay. The Village View Dining Facility. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, no, that's not it. I have Chick-fil-A at Tigertown FSU. I don't think that's it.
No, that's not it.
That's actually in
Opelika.
Yeah. Okay. Lord. Okay. Let me see if I can. I'm going to send this to my supervisor and see if we can find the right one. Okay. Chick-fil-A of Magnolia. No, that's not it.
Do you need me to repeat the address so you can write it down?
I have it. It's just a matter of finding it. Because it gives me all of the Chick-fil-A's in like Alabama, Georgia. So I have to, there is a lot of Chick-fil-A's, and I am just having the hardest time. So just bear with me. I'm going to see if my supervisor can help me get the correct number.
All right. Okay.
Just bear with me. We're searching. I apologize.
It's okay.
Just bear with me. I think we got this. I apologize again.
It's okay.
I had no idea this many Chick-fil-A's existed.
There are a lot of Chick-fil-A's.
I know. Just in Opelika, there's like four. Can you, when you look at your paycheck, what does it say?
When I get paid?
Yeah, can you see your paycheck whenever they do the direct deposit?
Let me go to the app. Allmark. Direct deposit.
Allmark?
Error, like ARAMARK.
Aramark.
Yeah.
Aramark, Aramark direct deposit, but let's see, did it say Aramark campus, Aramark facility management?
It just says Aramark. It says Aramark with direct deposit beside it.
Okay.
But I remember, like, when I started this job and I had to, like, file for my, like put in my paperwork and stuff, I remember the website and stuff that I went through, it had Aramark on it. So I'm assuming like that's what the company goes through.
It doesn't say anything else, just Aramark. Does it say Aramark Corporation?
It just says Aramark. I don't see how I can pull up like the actual pay stub thingy, but on the app it just says payment through Aramark, direct deposit Aramark. It doesn't say anything else but Aramark.
Okay. You don't have any pay stubs at all? They're paperless?
No, because I get paid through my card and it's direct deposit, so I don't have any of those. It might be a way that I could pull it up, but I would have to, like, contact my manager.
Okay.
Do so. And I don't think they're available right now because they're on vacation.
Okay. And you wouldn't be able to access it. Like, you guys don't have ADP or anything like that for your online, to check your online bank stuff, pay stubs?
I'm not even aware what ADP is.
It's an online banking. Because, like, you have to have a record of your pay stubs, even if you don't have physical ones. So there's, like, there's an online system that you would use to keep track of those.
I'm sure there is an online system that I would have to pull up or go through or whatever. But like I said, I just started working there not even too long ago. So I haven't really made it to any of that yet. Like, training-wise, they haven't told me about any of that. So I'm not really sure. Like, I'm not sure if there's a website or anything because they haven't told me or showed me or anything. So it's like, I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay.
There's a website, but yeah, they haven't really given me too much information on that part.
Okay. Just bear with me. Okay. If we would need to know the name of that person, you would have to call back in when you can find that, because
the name
or the name of the facility, because there's Aramark Bonus Litigation, Aramark Uniform Services. We can't just select one because the way you receive unemployment is through your employer. So we can't just put one because that might not be your employer. We have to know which one is your employer. So you would have to find out so we could input that, because I can't just search for it. Because I don't know.
Okay. Is there a way I can just put y'all on hold really quick and try to give my manager a call?
I can only hold for 2 minutes. So if you think that you can get it done in 2 minutes, absolutely. But if it's longer than 2 minutes, I've got to go help someone else.
Okay. 2 minutes should be fine.
Okay. Yeah, if you can contact them, that'll be great. But I can only hold for 2 minutes.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there a Aramark higher education or Aramark collegiate?
No. There's Aramark Corporation, Aramark Inc. There's Aramark Campus.
Okay. I have him on the other line now. It might be Aramark Corporation, but let me double check.
Okay.
Okay, he said yes, it's Aramark Corporation.
Okay. And you're sure? Because this will be how we contact your employer. So if we can't get in contact with your employer, we won't be able to continue with your processing your claim.
Yes, he says that's right.
Okay. All right, well, we've got it sorted. Okay. What would be a good telephone number to reach the facility that you worked at?
Are you ready?
Yes.
205-370-3196.
All right. And what was your employment start date with them?
Hold on. Let me go back and look. I'm trying to find the exact date for you.
Okay.
Monday, November the 7th.
Okay. All right, and your work was performed in Auburn, Alabama?
Yes.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following for any time after your last day of work, like vacation pay?
No.
What about sick pay?
No.
Okay. Any holiday pay?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer that doesn't include severance or Social Security?
No.
Okay. And you said that you were on a leave of absence?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Is it like a layoff or is this a personal leave?
Neither. Well, you know, being that the Chick-fil-A that I work at is on Arbor University campus, our Chick-fil-A store operates on Arbor University time. So being that Arbor University is out for 3 weeks for their Christmas break, all the Chick-fil-A's are out on campus are out for that amount of time as well.
I see. Okay.
Being that we work on Auburn campus.
Okay.
So we're out.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I have reset a temporary PIN code for you. This is the PIN that you'll use to do your weekly certifications. Are you ready for that PIN?
Yes.
All right. It is going to be 1002.
Okay.
And I do have a couple of closing statements for you. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. And there you'll update your online resume. A failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Give me just 1 second. Okay. So you must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. A failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. If you file via telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday.
Okay.
So you'll make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. So please read that information carefully. A failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, you'll call 1-800-361-4524. And that completes the unemployment claim process. Do you have any questions, or would you like me to repeat any information for you?
So normally when someone files unemployment, they will receive a payment every week. So I would receive my payment in 2 to 3 weeks?
It varies. It just depends on when you receive your determination by mail.
Okay. All right.
All right. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, I thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. And I hope you enjoy your day today.
You as well.
Thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye.